الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the chapter باب في الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. The chapter on commanding good and forbidding evil. Today's hadith عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من نبي بعثه الله من أمتي قبلي إلا كان له من أمته حواريون وأصحاب يأخذون بسنته ويقتدون بأمره ثم إنها تخلف من بعدهم خلوف يقولون ما لا يفعلون ويفعلون ما لا يؤمرون فمن جاهدهم بيده فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بقلبه فهو مؤمن ومن جاهدهم بلسانه فهو مؤمن وليس وراء ذلك من الإيمان حبة خردل رواه مسلم. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there was no prophet from whom Allah Ta'ala sent to a nation before me who did not have disciples and companions from that nation who held onto his sunnah and followed his orders. So from before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and there wasn't any Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam except that he had companions from that nation, from his people, who held onto his sunnah, the sunnah of that Anbiya alayhi salam, or that Nabi, held onto his sunnah and followed his orders. Then after them came people who did not practice what they preached. And after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came people, such people, that they did not practice what they preached, and they did things which they were not ordered to do. They started introducing new things in the deen. Things that they were not ordered to do, they started doing things. So they firstly they were doing two things, that what they were preaching they were not practicing, and then they were introducing new things in deen, that what they were not commanded to do they were doing. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who wages physical jihad against them is a believer. One who wages a jihad in the heart against them is a believer. One who wages verbal jihad against them is a believer. Beyond that, there is not even equivalent of a mustard seed worth of iman. What is meant by jihad here is that a person strives against these type of people that now are introducing new things in deen. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the person doesn't have that ability, or he has the ability first physically to stop it. Very similar to the hadith we did previously. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. Whichever one of you sees any wrong taking place, then he should change it with his hands. Fa'illam yastati' fa bi lisani. And if he doesn't have that ability, then by his tongue. And then if he doesn't have that ability, then by his heart. So very similar. If a person has the ability to physically stop it, here the hadith is saying, wage jihad against them as a believer, is a believer, and one who wages jihad physically stops it with his heart is a believer, one who physically tries and stop it with his hands, or physically, if one is physically, one is with the tongue and one is with the heart. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something very similar to the last hadith, is that there is not even equivalent to a mustard seed word of iman. A person doesn't feel bad in his heart. In other words, if he feels nothing, he's happy with what is taking place around him, the sin and the guna, then there isn't even an equivalent of a mustard seed of iman in that person. What this hadith teaches us is a believer all the time is saddened by the guna that is taking place. He's affected by the guna that is taking place. It's troubling him, it's giving him bechain that there's so much of guna taking place around. So he's worried and he's concerned that how this can change, how the conditions around can change. Person is worried about his condition, that how his condition can change and how the conditions around him can change. This is a sign of iman. And when a person is just happy with what is happening, the sin is taking place, he's happy, he's enjoying it, he's participating in the guna, the sin, the festivities, the action is taking place, then we should ask ourselves, is there any iman left? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it is not even a mustard seed of iman in that situation. So therefore Allah Ta'ala save us. All the time we have to see that if guna is taking place, forget being part of it. We shouldn't even be part of it. We shouldn't be far away. We should be very far away. And then we should be feeling hurt in our heart. This type of guna and sin is taking place. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.